Anybody in the house today? Now, come on. Now, you know if you was at a ball game, you'd already be fired up before you got there. Amen? Hallelujah. We've come into the house of the Lord today. Let's stand to our feet this morning and let's welcome the Holy Spirit in the place today. Pastors are out of town, and you can see we're a little bit short on praise and worship team. But that's okay. Amen. The Bible says where there's just two or three, he said, I'll be in the midst. So if it's just you and the Holy Ghost, right. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We got some more people coming in, so we'll just wait just a moment. Just close your eyes for just a few moments and hold out your hands in front of you. And just say, whatever's happened this past week, whatever has happened this past week, hallelujah, and whatever may happen next week, I just give it to you, Lord. And just throw your hands up and let it go. Amen? Now that you've given it to him, you have cleared your mind to receive from the Lord today. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Amen? So look at the seat beside of you or look at an empty seat this morning. Amen? Just turn around and fix your eyes on an empty seat and say, I'm really sorry that you're not here, but I'm going to get your blessing today. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible tells us in Ephesians how blessed is God and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master, Jesus Christ, and takes us to the high places of blessing in him. Long before he laid the foundations of earth's foundation, he had us, he had you, he had us on his mind and had settled on us the focus of his love to be made whole and holy by his love. Long, long ago, he decided to adopt us into his family through Jesus Christ. And what pleasure he took in planning this. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift-giving by the hand of his beloved Son. Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we're a free people. Free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all of our misdeeds. And we're just not barely free either, but we're abundantly free. He thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plans. He took such delight, delight in making. He set it all out before us in Christ. And it was a long-range plan in which everything will be brought together, summed up in him, everything in deepest heaven, and everything on planted earth. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we're living for. And long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he already had his eyes on us, had designs for us for glorious living, part of the overall purpose he is working out in everything and everyone. It's in Christ that you once, you heard the truth and believed it, this message of your salvation, found yourself home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. This signet from God is the first installment of what's coming, a reminder that we'll get everything God has planned for us, a praising and a glorious life. God already had you on his mind, and he's already walked your life out from the beginning to the end. Now, we're just walking it out in the middle by his grace. Amen. That grace that catches us. Hallelujah. Every day. And, Father, we thank you for your presence that's in this place today. Father, we have come with hearts ready to receive from you as we enter into your courts today, Father. We lift our hands with the expectation that we're going to hear from you today. And not one person will leave this place not touched by you. Thank you, Father, that you had us on your mind. Lord, we pray for the salvation of souls. If anyone has not come into this glorious living with you, we pray for them today, Lord, that the conviction of the Holy Spirit would convict their heart, God, that they would see their need They see their need of you, Lord, and that no one's not gone too far that they can't run back to you. We thank you and we welcome your Holy Spirit today. Every distraction is broken in the name of Jesus. We've come to this place with one purpose and one purpose only, God, and that's to glorify you, to hear from you, and for lives to be touched today and changed by your Holy Spirit and by the ministry of your word. And the church said, amen. Amen.
Well, most of the singers are gone today, so we're going to get up here and make a joyful noise anyway. So we need y'all to sing loud and drown me out. That'd be good. Anyway, this is the day the Lord has made, so we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. We've overcome. We've overcome. And we reign with Him. And we reign with Him. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. We are the sons, we are the sons of the living God, of the living God. We've overcome, we've overcome, and we reign with Him, and we reign with Him. We are the sons of the living God. We've overcome and we reign with Him. We are the sons. We are the sons of the living God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. So I will enter His gates. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. Now y'all clap here. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. We'll rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. We rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. We rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. We rejoice for He has made me glad. Well, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. Adore Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, He is the King. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, He is the King. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, He is the King. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings. Okay, this next song we're going to do is an old song called I Am Redeemed, and I sing one part of it, and then y'all sing the second part. I am redeemed. Y'all sing, I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. It's an old song, and it's good words to it. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Filled with the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. And that's not all. There's more besides. And that's not all. There's more besides. Not all, there's more besides. I've been to the river and I've been baptized. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. The Lord and I, we got so close. The Lord and I, we got so close. The Lord and I, we got so close. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. And all my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. Now Satan's mad. And I'm so glad. Now Satan's mad. And I'm so glad. No, Satan's mad. And I'm so glad. He lost a soul that he thought he had. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. The devil and me, we do agree. The devil and me, we do agree. The devil and me, we do agree. I hate him and he hates me. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. You can talk about me all that you please. You can talk about me all that you please. You can talk about me all that you please. I talk about you while on my knees. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. He's coming back to take me home. He's coming back to take me home. He's coming back to take me home. I'll shout hallelujah before His throne. And all my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. The zeal of God has consumed me. It burns within my soul. The driving force that cannot be stopped. The fire that cannot be quenched. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The zeal of God has consumed me. It burns within my soul. A driving force that cannot be stopped. Fire that cannot be quenched. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 blood that can wash away my sins. Won't you tell me about the blood that can make me whole again? Won't you tell me about the one who died to set me free? Won't you tell me about the Holy Ghost who can bring me victory? I gotta know, I gotta know, I gotta know you, Lord. I gotta know, I gotta know, I gotta know you, Lord. Won't you tell me about the blood that spoke and calmed the sea? Won't you tell me about the Holy Ghost? Won't you tell me about the blood that can wash away my sins? Won't you tell me about the blood that can make me whole again? I wanna know, I wanna know, I wanna know you, Lord. I wanna know, I wanna know, I wanna know you, Lord. Let's try that one more time. Won't you tell me about the one who spoke and calmed the sea? Won't you tell me about the one who bled and died for me? Won't you tell me about the Lamb that was worthy to be praised? Won't you tell me about the Holy One of his mercy and his grace? I want to know, I want to know, I want to know you, Lord. I want to know.
some, and then Jerry's going to do a special. It's a song called I Have Decided.
Got to be decided to go on with the Lord. It don't matter what the president says or the world government says or what anybody says, you have to have a made up mind.
Test. Didn't Ronnie do a good job? This song I'm going to sing, y'all can be seated if you want to. It was written as the 10th anniversary of 9/11 was coming on. And the Bible says, the pray for those in authority. And our pastor does that a lot. And this song talks a little bit about that, and the name of it is Prayer for Peace. And with our federal government shut down, they need to listen to this song. Oh, glory's proudly waving in the wind. Though hated by some callous, angry men, but a greater one is watching from up there and longs to see our nation kneel in prayer. To the leaders of our land, I've this to say. Let us unite in prayer for peace today. God's still on his throne and in control, and he alone can strike the winning blow. The time's at hand when every knee should bow. Let's prove to God we've not forgotten how. Let's give our country back to God again. And prayer is the weapon we must use to win.
Anybody go downtown yesterday to the Downtown Days in Columbia? Go by the booth. Amen. We're going to have Darlene to come up and share a little bit about it this morning. Thank you, praise and worship team. That was awesome. It's bubbling in my soul. Amen. To be reminded. Come on.
Well, yesterday when we got there, we got a little slow start, but I want to thank Glenn and Linda. They're not here, but they made us a beautiful sign, and it's in the hospitality room, or they had a sign made for us. It's gorgeous. It's a big vinyl sign. And then Panasha came, and Panasha passed out water, and Miss Cheryl came, and Miss Cheryl was wonderful. And Edwin, he hauled the table for me because we couldn't fit it in my car Thank you. And then Garnet and Shelly and Ken came, and they got guitars, and they were sitting back there, and they were singing, and the music would draw people. The anointing off the music would draw people, and they would gather around our booth to hear the music, and their kids would get their faces painted, and then we passed out literature from the church, and we passed out water bottles. It was pretty awesome, and this one lady, she was so blessed that I didn't think she was ever going to leave. She got in the booth with us. And she brought all of her kids in there, too. And I painted them all, like, four times. So, because the music was such a blessing to her. And then I told Philip when I got home, I had another group of people that came by. And this was after their shift was over and before Jill Gomez came. Is Jill here? Anyway, Jill came and Jill helped. And it was right after you guys left and right before Jill got there, there was a group of people that came through. And one woman said, I would like to get painted, but I'm paranoid, schizophrenic. And she says, I will just not be able to. And I said, well, I won't hurt you. And she said, oh, it's not you. She said, once I get it on me, I'll be afraid to. And then she started telling me how that her daughter had been taken away from her because of her illness. And I wrote her name down and her daughter's name down, and she wanted us to pray. She wanted us as a church to pray for her. She said that she'd been to many churches, but as soon as people realized that she had this issue, they kind of would stay away from her. And she had never, I mean, she loves the Lord. So I'm like, Lord, here's one of your children in bondage. Ought not this daughter of Abraham be free? So here is this woman, and I will bring her name tomorrow, next time, because I forgot it today. I told her that we would pray for her. And then there was a group of people with her, and I'm assuming they were from some kind of home or something. And they were not your average, everyday, run-of-the-mill people. There were two grown men, and they wanted me to paint them to look like they were camouflaged and in the army. And they didn't want just something on their face. They wanted me to paint their whole faces, and they wanted me to make them look camouflaged. And they were spitting and picking their noses while I painted them. But, you know, the Lord doesn't just call you to minister to the pretty people and the sane people. So anyway, they may show up here, all of them. So, and if they do, you're going to have to love them. Anyway, so it was great, and I learned a lot. Like, next year you schedule most of your people at teardown time so you don't have to do it all by yourself. That was the toughest thing. That and the spitting and nose picking that and sweat. And I was thinking, oh, I wish I had something to wash these sponges out in, but Lord, you know, it'll be okay. You know what you're doing. And you know, when the Lord delivers somebody out of something like that, what a great testimony. So, you know, and I'm believing the Lord to deliver this woman because she was sincere. I mean, normally, you know, she seemed very normal, but after I got to talking to her, I realized, yes, she definitely has some issues. So, anyway, it was a great, great day.
Man, God is still in the delivering business. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Lottie has an announcement to make.
Well, next Saturday is our Women's Getaway Day, and Marie Lemons will be there. She will be one of our guests, and she will be teaching us how to wear those scarves. Remember the scarves we made last year? Where? I don't know, but she's going to show us different ways to wear the scarves. And we're going to be making different things. It's all coming together. It will be a surprise. And one of the, this is the giveaway gift that you will, you know, be available to get as a door prize. We are meeting for anybody in this area Saturday morning at 8:30, and we will be leaving here at 8:30. So some will be here about 8:15, and we're going to the Laurel Lodge, and it's just going to be a fun day. You can bring your daughters because they'll have a good time too. And so there's a sign-up sheet back there. It's $5 a piece.
Plus the cost for your lunch. That doesn't include the lunch. It's separate. Right. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to pray over the prayer list today. And if you have a prayer request, just lift your hands this morning. And if someone's sitting close by you and they've got their hands raised, just agree with them in prayer for that prayer request on their heart this morning. Just lift your hands if you have a special prayer request that's up on your heart this morning. And we'll put the lady that Darlene met yesterday and those that are with her for God's complete deliverance in her life. Amen. Father, we come before you today in the name of Jesus. You've given us authority, Lord, to speak against the forces that come against our lives. And when we begin to speak, Lord, you back us up. All of heaven backs us up. And by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, we speak healing today over at Elbert Burton for his continued and complete healing, God, and for strength in his body and for Dimple, Lord, for healing of her lungs. We command her lungs to be whole and to function, Lord, the way that you created them to, Father God. And for Jim and Jan, Lord, for wisdom in every decision that they make, God, that you would direct them. You said that, Lord, that you would direct our paths, God, and you would show us which way to go. And for Cody, Father, we thank you for speaking to him for strength and for giving him wisdom. And for the lady that Darlene met yesterday, we speak deliverance to her life in the name of Jesus. That thing that's holding her to bondage, we command it to loose and to let her go in the name of Jesus for her complete freedom, Father. For every person that's with her, we speak deliverance to their minds in Jesus' name. For every person that has their hands raised, God, for the salvation of loved ones, we thank you for the spirit of conviction visiting them, God, that they will see their need of a Savior, Father. For those that have their hands raised for healing, God, by your stripes they are healed or they're delivered from every disease in Jesus' name. And I speak to every person in this congregation this morning. I speak a blessing over them. Father, that they're blessed coming, they're blessed going, that your blessings and favor are overtaking them. And everything that they're concerned about, God, has not gone past you unnoticed, but you've taken it all into account, Lord, and that you're doing something awesome right now in the Spirit. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There's a lady here, I think today. Is today your last day, Gloria? Yes, well, today, Miss Gloria Lemons' last day here. How long have you been coming here, Miss Gloria? 24 years, and she's moving back with her son. Her and her husband are moving back to New Jersey, with her son. She's still got that little bit of an accent. And we're just going to, I just want you to stretch your hands out to Gloria and just bless her with her move. Pray for a special healing for her husband, that it will be a safe move and she will be prosperous. Father, we just thank you for Gloria. Thank you for the blessing that she's been to this church, God. And Father, we just speak a special blessing over her today, God, in her move, that it will go swiftly and smoothly, God. And we just lift her husband up to you. We speak healing to his body from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, God, that he is completely set free by the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you, Miss Gloria. We're going to miss you. She's one of those quiet ones that just slip in and slip out. But she's been a prayer warrior, amen. And we just bless you today. Uh-huh. Miss Phyllis's mom. Okay. Amen. So remember Miss Phyllis's mom that's in the hospital. Miss Phyllis is with her today. And we just speak healing over her and her body in Jesus' name. Amen. Classes can be dismissed. I want to remind you today, let me look at my notes real quick before you all leave. We're having a Ministry of Helps meeting today after the service. It won't last, well, it'll last as long as it needs to. But if you're interested in this ministry and you want to know more about it, why we do what we do, I invite you to come. It's not an obligation on your part to volunteer. But if you have been a part of it and maybe haven't been doing a lot lately, I want you to come. Or if you're involved now, I want you to come. And we're going to go over some things and kind of touch base with everybody. So it'll be right after service this morning. I guess up here in the sanctuary, up in the front part. So I want